The words alone that we use convey only 7% of the meaning to our listeners. Tone and inflection provide 38% of the context, which is why it is important to make sure your tone is intentional and matches the message you are trying to convey. Even vocal pitch matters, as studies find that those who speak in a lower pitch are perceived as more authoritative and more competent than those who speak at a higher pitch. A real bummer for people whose vocal pitch is naturally high. Body language provides 55% of the context of our message. This can include posture, hand gestures, facial expressions, and eye contact. For instance, you might have heard before that crossing your arms can imply being closed off to communication, and so can turning away from a speaker. Hand gesturing can imply enthusiasm and engagement, though some specific gestures, like pointing or hand blocking, can convey aggression or unwillingness to listen. The important takeaway here is to remember that it's not just what you say, it's how you say it. By the way, what about text-based communication like chat and text messaging, where we lose the important context of body language and tone? Believe it or not, emojis can help put tone back into the message and aid its interpretation. Just don't get carried away, smiley face.